Tonight, from the Village of Harlem in New York City, the world-famous Apollo Theater, where dreams are born and legends are made, is proud to present It's Showtime at the Apollo.
Testing, can you hear me? Yeah. Now don't send me no doctor. Filling me up with all of those pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood. Oh, yeah. Oh, nothing takes care of all my pain and
That, of course, is the legendary Aretha Franklin performing at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. And for 85 years, the Apollo has been a springboard for black artists in the United States, paving the way for some of the greatest musicians and comedians of all time. The theater's famed Amateur Night and Showtime at the Apollo series influenced the format of talent competition shows like The Voice, American Idol, and Last Comic Standing. And the indelible cultural contributions of the Apollo are now the subject of a new HBO documentary.
I don't know where any of us would be without all those performances on that stage. The Apollo, it's the beginning of all of it.
That's Pharrell Williams from the new documentary called The Apollo, which airs tomorrow night on HBO. The film covers the theater's legacy and takes a look at its still vital present, documenting the creation of the Apollo stage adaptation of writer Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me. And joining me now is the director of the film The Apollo, Roger Ross Williams. Roger, thanks for joining me.
It's great to be with you.
Listening to that clip at the top, I mean, it brought me back to being a kid and watching, hearing that introduction on TV. But the Apollo wasn't just around in the 80s. It started 85 years ago. How did the Apollo get its start? What's the origin story there?
Well, the Apollo got its start as the only theater where the black residents of Harlem could go and actually listen to music and be entertained and comedy and dance. Harlem was segregated back then in the 1930s, and black people couldn't go to the establishments like the Cotton Club that we all know about. The Apollo was one of the first theaters to open its doors to black people.
Now, the original owners of the Apollo were actually white. What was their relationship like with the performers?
The Schiffman family, Frank Schiffman. Well, Frank Schiffman, you know, he was a businessman. He wasn't really part of the music community or even part of the Harlem community. He lived in Rye, New York. But he developed a relationship with the artists, but he also kept tabs on the artists. He kept these cards that basically each of their performance, he would sort of grade their performance and say if they were good or bad or talk too much or annoyed him. And that's how he kept tabs and how much he paid them. He famously paid them very little money.
Explain to us Amateur Night at the Apollo.
Yeah, well, Amateur Night was the brainchild of Ralph Cooper. And Ralph Cooper was really Frank Schiffman's partner, let's say, in that Ralph Cooper was Mr. Harlem. He was a Hollywood actor. He was a politician. And he came up with the idea of Amateur Night. And he also was the one who came up with and found a lot of the first artists who were discovered there in Amateur Night. Billie Holiday and famously Ella Fitzgerald, you know, who was a dancer, but decided not to dance at the last minute and sang a song and created Ella Fitzgerald.
Now, the Apollo and Showtime at the Apollo in particular was a late night show that, again, I recall watching as a kid. Some people and those of us who watched it remember that theater had a tough, and some have say some of the world's toughest audience. What made the Apollo's audience different in that way? Because, I mean, if the Sandman came out, it was over.
It was over when the Sandman came out. I mean, this is Black Harlem, especially back in the day. Audiences interacted with their artists. You know, they were in dialogue with the artist. There was a call and response that really harkens back to the Black church. You know, I went there when I was a teenager, and I just remember it feeling like church to me. And the audience in Harlem will tell you how they feel and tell you if you're doing well or if you're not. And that made you a better artist. All the artists I talked to in the film said that made them a better artist because they were terrified of that Harlem audience.
I mean, it wasn't an easy thing. I mean, they would come out and rub the good luck tree that they would rub, the little bark right there, and then get out there and do their thing. And some people would last, seconds
Seconds before the Sandman would come out. And I mean, they had a lot of tactics back in the day. They even had a gun, a fake gun. They would shoot. Can't do that nowadays. And they would sweep you off the floor. I mean, there was many ways the Sandman would get rid of you, but it was a brutal audience. It was a brutal crowd, and it tested your talent and your ability. You know, there are people like Dave Chappelle who got booed off that stage 3 times. And you know what? He will swear to you today that it made him the comedian and made him the star that he is today.
If you can handle that, I guess you can handle almost anything. Roger, what was your relationship to the Apollo Theater before you made this documentary?
I was a young NYU student, and I'd go up to amateur night. And the first time I went and I sat in that theater and I heard the audience yelling and interacting with the performer, it reminded me of church. I grew up in the Black church. My father's a minister. And so it had this feeling of home. And the Apollo is a church. It's a church to artistry. It's a church to music. It brings you back there. You step into those doors, you feel the power of all those artists who have graced that stage, but you feel it in the walls of that building. And so I always knew the Apollo was a special, special place. And when I got the opportunity to make this film, I jumped on it.
So making a film like this, I'm sure you had access to reels and reels and reels of footage. How did you cut through, literally and figuratively, how did you cut through all of that background footage and figure out where you wanted to focus and who you wanted to focus on?
First of all, it wasn't so easy because as Black people, we are not so great at preserving our history. So my producer, Lisa Cortez, really had to go through people's basements, literally, find moldy old tapes and old photographs. And it was a treasure hunt. It was really a treasure hunt. But once we got all the footage assembled, for me, the important thing was that our music as Black people was how we lifted ourselves from the legacy of slavery and segregation. And so that stage serves as a testament to the power of Black entertainment and Black music. And as long as I stay true to that in the film, whether it's Billie Holiday on that stage singing Strange Fruit, that was a protest song at the time that radio stations wouldn't play, but she could be in dialogue with her audience in Harlem with that song, all the way through to James Brown and his rallying cry in 1968, I'm Black and I'm Proud, a tumultuous year in America. It's how we expressed who we are and where we are and where we are going, and it still continues to do that.
Well, let's talk about that, because I was going to ask you how the Apollo has changed as an institution, where it finds itself today in terms of what it's choosing, what types of productions it's choosing to bring to the stage.
You know, when I had heard that they were staging Ta-Nehisi Coates' seminal book, Between the World and Me, I thought, wow, this is a great way to connect the past to the present, because no one speaks to who we are as Black people in America, the situation, than Ta-Nehisi. I feel like he's the voice of our generation and our time. And so that stage performance, to me, was the way to connect younger people to the past. And then hearken that back to James Brown, to Aretha Franklin, to all these artists who stood on that stage protesting in their time, using their music and their art to speak to who we were at that time, and show how much has changed, but also how much has not changed.
Roger Williams is the director of The Apollo, which airs tomorrow night on HBO. Roger, thanks so much.
Thank you.